flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's a Hurts Day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing, buddy?
Brother Spike, I'm doing well. Let's clarify, you meant Hurts Day as in Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, when you said Hurts Day, I don't know how many people may have said, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No. For yelling at the radio?
Nah, I made that promise yesterday.
Behind the glass with the sound effects.
Yeah, you got to chill out over
relax
there.
Relax in there.
I forget. It's NFC Championship Week.
It is. What are we? How many days away? Are we 3 days? Three days away.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, can't get here fast enough.
Yeah.
Cannot get here fast enough.
It's starting to drag now. Week's starting to drag a little bit. Having fun during the show, but as far as the game, I just need the game here.
Yeah.
It's a big show, as it always is. Joining us at 3 o'clock, as he does every Thursday, Sheil Kapadia. Break down the game. Mike Mayock will join us at 4. We do have a bit of a change in the 5 o'clock hour, as we have a very special guest at 5, which will put the top 5 at 5 at 5:30.
And it doesn't get bumped for just anyone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very special guest, important to the show, important to the city of Philadelphia, important to the Eagles. That will happen at 5 o'clock. Today, we talk about Eagles Commanders. And Ike, here is sort of how I'm seeing this game. And we'll break down, you know, this guy, that guy, offensive line, defensive line, all that kind of stuff. But here, in a macro sense, in a 10,000-foot view sense, I see what we have here is the classic hot team versus the better team. The Eagles, pretty much, according to everybody, are the better team in most aspects of the game.
Yep.
But the Washington Commanders, no doubt, with their quarterback, are the hotter team.
Yeah.
So going into a game like this, would you rather have the better team or the hotter team?
Yeah, you know what? I thought a lot about this question, and I think it's a good question. I think it's what makes this game Sunday interesting. But if I got to choose between the two, I ultimately want the better team. Right? It doesn't mean the hotter team can't come in and beat you. We've seen that. We've seen that with wild card teams in the past. We can go through the list, but we've seen it. I still would rather, going into the game, want the better team. And here's a big reason why I think it's important Sunday. You're better not just in one or two areas. You're better in just about every aspect of the game. And that's no disrespect to Washington. I think Washington has had a wonderful season. It's amazing to see where they are in the first year of Dan Quinn, the first year of this rookie quarterback with Jaden Daniels. But the Eagles have been, in my opinion, not necessarily played as the most dominant team all year long, but when you think about a well-rounded, there are very few weaknesses.
You said most complete a bunch of times. Complete team.
The complete team. That's why I believe, like the Eagles, I would much rather have that and be at home. Right? I'm at home in this game with the better team. I would much rather have that, be in that situation, than be the hot team coming in. Because the hot team, at some point, it fizzles out. It does fizzle out. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it does fizzle out at some point. Could this end up as a championship for Washington? Could. I think it's less likely than most scenarios to play out. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I'd rather be in the Eagles situation as the better team, and I'm playing at home.
So I've struggled with this because as soon as it ended up being Washington and we got the home game, which is what we all wanted,
yep.
I was just like, well, I don't know if I wanted it this way. When I saw them score 45 points in Detroit,
even
with a banged up defense, any team scoring 45 points on the road with a rookie quarterback, all of a sudden I'm getting a little shaken up. And I think I might agree with you if this were a 7-game series. Because over a 7-game series, usually the cream, you have a better chance of the cream sort of rising to the top.
Sure.
But here we have this 1-game scenario with the Eagles and the Commanders. And I think I'm fair in saying what we saw last Sunday from the Eagles, even conditions included, we did not see the best out of really any aspect of the Eagles team. Saquon was great, right? Mm-hmm. The running game. But I would say overall, it wasn't the best game for the offense. It wasn't the best game for the defense. And with Jake missing a couple of extra points, it certainly wasn't the greatest game for the special teams. Mm-hmm. And I think my issue and the reason I keep thinking hotter team, hotter team, hotter team as the Commanders are peaking and the Eagles feel like they're not is that like the energy, the last I saw from both teams, what I saw from the Commanders was really, really impressive. And what I saw from the Eagles felt like we got away with one. Like we got through a game by the skin of our teeth against the Rams. And if you ask me, do I want the better team or the team who is playing its best football at the moment, which is really what we're saying about the Commanders, I think I might rather have the hot team. I haven't decided yet who I'm going to pick, who I think is going to win this game. But if you ask me better team or hotter team, I think I'd probably take hotter team.
What do you mean? Well, you're picking the birds, man.
I don't know if I'm picking the birds.
Oh, my goodness. On this week? On this holiest of weeks?
Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team?
I would rather be the better. In football, I'd rather be the better team. In baseball, I'd rather be the hotter team.
Because we saw this in October.
Yeah, well aware. A cold shiver was sent down my spine when I saw the Commanders. But unlike that Phillies team, which everyone in the city knew was fraudulent, this Eagles team is not that. And I think in football, it's just different. Like, there's not many hot teams that have won Super Bowls. The ones that jump out of the Giants, right? Like, the Giants had those.
They got hot late, yep.
There's two fluke runs, and it's going to put
Packers.
Which one?
When Aaron Rodgers won his, they were a wild card team.
Yeah, I feel like the age of the wild card team winning the Super Bowl has kind of died down, and maybe that's because the Chiefs have been there,
right,
and they're all-time great, and the Patriots have their run. But I feel like this get hot and get in thing is better in other sports, not necessarily in football.
Well, it's not better in basketball because it's never the hotter team in basketball. It's usually the best team that wins in basketball.
Listen, if it's going to work, it usually does work in football.
Right, because so you only have to win
I agree with that. You only
got
to win one game. Yeah. I agree with that. But here's where I'll give you a little pushback.
Yep.
I'm not telling you last week versus the Rams was the Eagles' best. That's not what I'm telling you. I also don't believe it was as bad as the perception of it is. I think about that game last week. Am I to say the Eagles' defense somehow is taking a step back? Like, that's sort of what I'm hearing. Oh, the Eagles' defense took a step back last week. Okay, in a game like that with the inclement weather, defense is going to give up a few plays here or there. But here's what I'll tell you. The defense had 5 turnovers in that game against Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm. Four.
Four turnovers, something like that.
I think
four turnovers.
Four
turnovers in that game against Green Bay. They came back and got 2 big turnovers last week.
They did.
So the defense, if
they made plays.
Yes, if we as an offense actually capitalize on the defense's turnovers that they created, that game is out of reach in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Now, you could say, well, that's an indication that we aren't playing our best because we didn't capitalize on him. And to some degree, I agree. But I don't expect Lane Johnson to false start at the 1-yard line, right? I don't expect that to happen. I think in better conditions, 45 degrees, 40 degrees, and sunny, I think the Eagles have no problem turning those 2 turnovers into touchdowns the way they did, the way they should have last week, right? Like the Rams were almost kept in that game last week. versus them really ever having control of the game. I never felt the Rams had control of that game last week. It was more or less, will the Eagles pull away
right.
and seal the game, which they didn't because they kicked those field goals, which kept the Rams in the game. And we almost, we had to hold our breath at the end, but it felt like the Eagles had control of that game last week.
215-592-9494. Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team? And I know we didn't, two more quick things. I know we didn't say this is a Tell the Truth Thursday, but my question would be, I think, this is what I would ask you to do as an Eagles fan. If these were two teams that were not the Eagles, what would you think? I just want you to internalize that a little bit. That if it were not the Eagles who were the better team, if it was some other team against the Commanders who are the hot team, what would you think? Because I think if you just take a moment and think about it for a second, you may at least explore feeling a little differently. I'll tell you what is interesting. We thought, and you had mentioned this when the NFC North did not win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. I think going into the playoffs, our thing was Commanders, cute story, NFC North teams, they're the real deal. And look, we have the cute story in the NFC
Still
Championship
here.
Game.
Yep.
We do have a next question today, as we have another pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria August 27th at Highmark Skyline Stage at the Man. Beautiful place to see a show. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Ike, on this day in 1957, Wham-O produced the first Frisbee. A good toy. Definitely a good toy, the Frisbee. So for next question today, we're going to say, what was your best toy when you were a kid? 215-592-9494. Jack, did you have a best toy?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Legos.
That's a great toy.
So the problem with Legos now, though, is that now I'm passing them on to walk, right?
So why is that a problem?
It's not a problem. It's just... I don't want to step on them because I remember stepping on them as kids.
Not great.
And I'm already,
oh, yeah, Legos hurt like hell.
No, they're the worst. It's probably the worst pain in the world. It's awful.
There's a lot of adult dorks that do Legos. Did you know? It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Like, go outside, touch
the
grass.
Well, because now Legos have become more advanced.
You can't just have Legos.
You can make sculptures now out of Legos.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So I'll go Legos.
Legos. Ike, best toy as a kid?
The number one toy, Big Wheel.
Oh, Big Wheel was...
Gotta go with the Big Wheel, man.
That's a great toy.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm eliminating video games. No Nintendo. No Genesis, no Atari.
Go outside.
All right. Well, you don't have to go outside with these things.
Well, but Legos, with the video games. We've gone too far.
For mine, the first thing that popped in my head was Castle Grayskull and my He-Man figures.
Oh, He-Man.
I loved my He-Man action figures.
I love He-Man,
I had a bunch of good action figures, but the He-Man ones, they're a little bigger. There was an orange He-Man? There was the evil He-Man. I also had that one. And I had Skeletor's Castle Grayskull or whatever.
Yeah, Castle Grayskull.
So He-Man, that was my number one toy. All right.
Yeah, Ram-Man.
Ram-Man? Was that one of the He-Mans?
Was that one of the He-Man? I'm trying to think of the other
name. Ram-Man was with Dustin Hoffman.
No, that's Rain Man.
That's Rain Man. Advise you just to stay out of this. Yeah. You and your toys from the 2000s. Yeah.
I don't think there are any Rain Man action figures with like a little box of toothpicks or whatever.
How would you play with a Rain Man?
Yeah.
Yes.
The blackjack cable with the Rain Man, little Rain Man action figure. All right. 215-592-9494. Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team? And next question today for a pair of Coheed and Cambria tickets. Give us, in honor of the first Frisbee being produced in 1957, give us your best toy when you were a kid. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, disappointed in the topic, I'm sure, Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
There you go again, linking everybody together. We thought the NFC, you thought that.
No, please. I'm not on an island thinking the NFC North was good this year.
We told you the Lions was fraud. I've been saying that since week 12.
All right.
Week 10.
Okay.
But, you know.
Corey, who knows everything.
I ain't going to toot my own horn, but, you know, 99, I'll probably say 90% of the time, you know, that's why y'all put me on the leadoff, because, you know, I'm going to get on base. I hit you with something that, you know, that's most of the time going to be right. I rather want to be the better team or the hotter team? Of course I want to be the better team. Listen, I'm going to give you some knowledge with college. Shout out my Uncle OG. Look, the best team is always, the team that's always going to win is always going to be on the trenches. So you could be hot, you could be scarred and all that word, whatever you want to say. You know, the reason why the Giants was dominating the way they was is because they was dominating through the trenches with their D-line, offensive line. So, like, when they rolled up on the Patriots, they D-line dominated them. Now, when you look at the Eagles and you look at the Commanders, they D-line, versus the Lions, they wasn't real. The Lions had lost a lot of players, so they dominated on that side of the ball. Also, if you look at the Lions, they turned the ball over three times. We ain't going to turn the ball over three times to get them all them opportunities. So the way we're going to play the game is we're going to play on our terms. We're going to run the football. We're going to punch you in the mouth. See, I don't know if y'all heard this. It might be on a rundown. Y'all going to talk about it a little later. Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it next.
Okay.
We'll get to it next. Yep.
All right. I'm going to just comment on it. Listen, don't make me put Sidney Brown out there. You said something a little crazy.
No, put him out there. Put him out there.
Listen. You say you want to act like a running back because your quarterback run too. I got some loose screws.
Yeah, we got some killers over there.
We should put Sidney Brown out there on offense too. Just teach everyone a lesson.
Try it if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Carter, don't get ejected now, but dump him on his head if you got to. You know what I'm saying? But look. Listen, I feel confident going into this game. I don't feel overconfident, but I feel confident in the crew. You know, we're going to handle the business. We the best team on the field. We the best team left. Most people would say the Bills is the hot team. I guarantee you most people, people don't like us, so that's why they picking against us. People don't like the Chiefs. That's why they picking against them. You know, when you win a lot, people don't like you. That's why people don't like the quarterback, because all he do is win, like DJ Khaled said.
I don't know if that's the reason. Saying?
Hey, man, look.
It's what we do.
It's the reason. All we do is win, you know.
We win a lot, man.
Yeah. Let me close out with this. You know, yesterday.
Talk to him, see.
Yesterday, somebody said something, you know, I forgot who it was, but they said, why do people got to get mad if we say we think Josh Allen is better? That's your opinion. Why y'all got to get mad?
I don't want to do this now, Corey.
No, listen,
can I be honest with you?
I'm not doing it back and forth.
I love you. Well, okay. All right, go ahead.
All I'm saying is, why do other people got to get mad when we say Jalen is better? That's all. If some people say Jalen better, that's their opinion. If you think Josh Allen is better, that's your opinion. Nobody should be arguing. It's an opinion thing.
No. This is what we do. We argue about opinions. So if somebody's going to call, first of all, I never bring up Josh. At this point, it hurts people that the guy that the caller that you're talking about brought up Josh Allen. So he brought up Josh Allen. And all I said was, I think Josh Allen is better. That's it. You know, like, that's it. But that's okay. You can win the championship.
Okay.
This is my point.
Okay.
This is my point, Corey, is like the Boston Celtics won the championship last year. And no one is saying that Jason Tatum or what's his name?
Jaylen Brown.
Or Jaylen Brown are the best player in the NBA. They're not. Even after they won the championship, they're still not the best player in the NBA. But they're good players on a team who filled the role and they won the championship. So that's it.
I don't know why you're arguing with me. I'm agreeing with you. Just saying, everybody got their own opinion.
Sure.
So, like, there's going to be an argument. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm defending you, and you coming at me.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Okay.
But for the people that call up and feel the other way, they need to not attack you because that's your opinion.
My bad.
Like,
I apologize.
That's your opinion. Like if that person feels that way about one person, that's how they feel. If one person feels one way about another person, that's how they feel. It's football, y'all. You know, we got the best team, so we going to get hate. That's okay, baby. Go Birds.
What's your favorite toy?
Oh, the Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels was good.
Hot Wheels was good.
Here's the thing.
That was a good toy.
So
Racetracks. I remember the Hot Wheels racetracks, man. That was pretty cool.
The electric one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
thank you for the call, Corey. The thing about Hot Wheels, I had Hot Wheels. I never knew how to play with Hot Wheels. Like, what do? You just go vroom, vroom, vroom and move them back and forth? Like, I never had a good time playing with Hot Wheels. I like collecting them.
Well, you can't turn 15 and still play with Hot Wheels.
Even the 8, I didn't play with Hot Wheels. I had Hot Wheels. I just didn't play with them.
Imagination.
Yeah, well.
You need a little more of imagination.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you would take the Hot Wheels and you would always build some sort of, and if you didn't have the electric racetrack, you'd build some sort of race.
Yeah.
Configuration to run your Hot Wheels on. And we used to have the, you know, they used to sell the Hot Wheels racetracks that weren't electric. You can sort of put them together.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Yes.
Make them jump over stuff.
Yep.
All of that. Yeah, that was, come on, man. We used to always try to emulate the commercial. The kids on the commercial always had the coolest setup. They had water. They had lava. They had tunnels.
I'm trying to
everything
remember.
Everything on the commercial to sell Hot Wheels. And we as kids try to recreate that at home.
So I remember the Power Wheels song, pow, pow, Power Wheels, pow, pow, Power Wheels, Power Wheels, power makes them go. And I remember the Micro Machines guy that talked really fast. I don't remember, was there a Hot Wheels song?
Hot Wheels song? I don't think so.
And then the other thing I thought about, I'm just going to take this off the board because we said Frisbee. Do you remember there was like an orange frisbee-like thing that was like a ring. It had a hole in the middle. Like a frisbee was a disc, but there was like an orange frisbee that had a black line in the middle that was like a better frisbee that you could throw further. Do you remember that? I don't remember what it was called. It was a better frisbee.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, see, those are the things. See, those were the toys that you had to go out and play with. It's like flying a kite.
Did you fly kites?
I tried.
It always seemed too hard.
Of course it was hard. Yeah. I never understood how people did it.
Yeah, no idea.
It gets boring after a while.
Did you fly kites?
Yeah, you just get them in the air.
Once you get them in the air,
it's like, well, what else is supposed to do? You
know? Like, it is like, what else is supposed to do now?
We get it, Ben Franklin. You put a stupid like key there to find electricity. I mean, congratulations. You're from Boston.
Well, I'm thinking about you with toys as a kid because you were an only child.
Like before the show, you didn't play with anything as a kid. What do you think I did all day?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. You were only child.
Laid there and ate food, you know, didn't go outside.
I guarantee you play with a lot of blocks.
Well, I'm pretty simple-minded. Is that why?
Nope, I'm just saying. You were sitting there stacking blocks with alphabets and numbers on them.
Has blocks.
Well, they were cardboard. Yeah, they were cardboard by the time I was growing up, yes.
Wait a minute, you had cardboard blocks?
Yeah.
Instead of like wooden blocks?
Nah, not wooden. Yeah, no. Cardboard.
Yeah?
Walker has wooden blocks right now.
Dude, let me tell you. I don't know how many times I hit one of my brothers in the head with one of those wooden blocks.
Sure, bro.
Those things became weapons.
Yeah,
sure. As a kid, I don't know. Like, you know, I eventually got into video games.
Right.
But it was Legos, man. It was Legos and Pokemon.
Yeah.
What? Nah, that's your
Pokemon.
Dude, Pokemon was the best. I named my second kid Raichu, or my second dog Raichu, which is the evolution of Pikachu.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Real quick, Pokemon, were they action? I know what it is, but were they action figures, or wasn't Pokemon like cards?
Mostly cards.
They were cards that turned into video games.
Yeah.
That you could play on like Game Boy. Yeah. I know you didn't have Game Boy, so
I found my Game Boy.
The
handheld games were big.
There's Game Boy. There was an Atari one called Lynx that was like an evolved Game Boy. Yeah. It was even better than Game Boy.
Yeah. Game Boy. Yeah.
Doesn't count because we said no video games. All right. Coming up next.
Remember what about the PS2 in your hand?
I know.
The PS2, handheld PS2.
I never had one of those.
That was big. Like, I just missed that.
Yeah.
That was right after my generation, I think.
I was still having it. I had that as an adult.
Sure you did.
Yeah.
So, Ike,
yes.
The Commanders defensive coordinator, we'll get to this next, talked about their strategy with an injured Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. So we'll
deal with him.
We'll play that for you next and talk about it. 215-592-9494. Would you rather be the hotter team or the better team? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, tomorrow, we're usually here in the studio on Fridays, but Sunday's the NFC Championship game, and it's in Philadelphia, so we're hitting the road. The brand new McGurk's in Royersford, that's where we're going to be. Midday show is going to be there, too, but you just come see us. I mean, you can see the midday show, too, but if you can only pick one, it's us.
I thought the copy only said the afternoon show.
Both. It's definitely
both.
He's got that evil look in his eye.
Oh, okay. They're going to be there too?
Yes.
Oh, we're doing handouts? All right.
Yes.
No, I just want to make sure.
Speaking of handouts, we're going to have t-shirts to give away. The rumor is they are Jeffrey over Josh t-shirts.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Nice. Well, hey, listen, we got to step up because 106.7 The Fan, our sister station down in Washington.
Yes.
They spelled out E-L.
GLES
Eagles?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny
let
t-shirt.
Let me just say something real quick about the Commanders fans.
They're getting a little chesty.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's cute. Yep. I swear it's cute. I mean, my timeline is flooded with a bunch of nonsense from Commander fans I've never heard from ever before.
Some Commander fan emailed me and told me, he said, we have 5,000 tickets to this game in our possession. All right.
What, is it a ransom note?
Yeah. I mean, did email me for a week.
I'm just saying, man, the Commander fans, man, I could tell right now, they're going to be obnoxious.
It's nice to have them as
part of the I agree.
Like as an enemy now.
I agree. They don't know how to handle it just yet. No. They're just a little full of themselves right now.
Little chesty. Now, the bad thing is, it sort of reminds me of the way Knicks fans were last year, just right. In terms of the attitude.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, settle down. And then we got our ass kicked. So I hope it's not the same thing. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, these Commander fans.
Little chesty. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? Ike, what do you think the response is?
The better team.
Yeah, what do you think percentage is?
Let's go 83%.
74.6%.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm asking you this.
Yeah, I went high for some reason, and I never go high like that.
No, I'm surprised there's actually 25% of people that say hotter team.
Well, this is my question, and I'm not asking you in this specific case, but just generally, mm-hmm. on a not totally a Tell the Truth Thursday, but in honor of Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
If these were two different teams and one of them wasn't the Eagles, do you think that people's perception of who was going to win the game in Philadelphia would be different? If this were
maybe slightly,
you know, if this were two teams, if it was the Rams versus the Vikings or something, yeah. You know, something
like
that.
Or if you just said Washington versus the Rams.
If Washington, yes. Right. Yeah.
I think there'd be more people that would be apt to roll with Washington.
Yep.
Because they are, even though it's a historical franchise that's won championships, it's been so long, that would be like the story that everybody would roll with if our team wasn't necessarily involved. So I think it would be perceived a lot different, and the hotter team would be the one. It's hard to overlook that when your team is the Eagles,
yeah.
And that's what it is. I think Washington is the likable team of the four teams.
Yes, I think so,
right,
too.
Right? You would think?
And
maybe Buffalo. I think people are there for Buffalo.
Yeah, I think Detroit had been there, I think people would have been rooting for Detroit.
Yes.
I think Corey had mentioned that nobody wants the Eagles to win and nobody wants the Chiefs to win. I think also what people are thinking of is that they don't want a 10-9 Super Bowl, which is what they are fearful of with Eagles versus Chiefs. So
what?
Well,
we average 27.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dude, it's going to be a 17-13 Super Bowl if it's Eagles Chiefs.
No, it's not. You think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to be low scoring.
No. Oh. Maybe low scoring, but it won't be that low. I go 21. I can go 21-17.
Yeah, that feels
good. Listen, like
I like
that's a
football.
Good.
That's
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, see,
y'all miss your defense over here.
Dude, you're so weird because, like, in the regular season, you're like, I need 45. And then the second it's, like, Big Ten football, you're like, you know what? Hold on. Let me get back to my roots.
I forget sometimes. I'm like, oh, I actually like this defensive football. I like this.
215-592-9494. We'll
Big
get
Ten
you.
Football. The best conference in college football,
yeah,
too,
people
by
forget
the way.
That, yeah.
Yeah, back-to-back national champions.
Yeah, once the SEC can stop cheating.
In a moment, we will get to what the Commanders defensive coordinator said about hitting Jalen Hurts. First, we'll talk to our buddy OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Man, OG, it's Thursday.
Hey, man, listen.
The first time I heard you all week.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I've been discriminated against.
Oh, God.
So let's put it that way.
You called at 5:50 yesterday.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, Jack picked Herb over OG. You remember that?
Over OG. Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah, it's not your moment, Jack. It's not your moment. I'm talking to Ike and Spike, right? I'm snitching on you right now. Yeah, I've been discriminated against because I became, you know, popular, and now he's trying to chop me down.
Oh, right, right. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
I would definitely take the back seat to Herb's call any damn day. I'm serious. I like that one. That's music.
You never know what you're going to get.
Listen, yesterday was a doozy.
Yeah, it always is a doozy.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I am very, very, and the answer to your question, Spike, I would much rather have the better team, which we are, because having a hot team, you know what the other side of hot is, right?
I do.
You got to cool down.
Yeah.
So when that team is no longer hot, you're done. You got no shot. You know what I'm saying? At least with the better team, you always have a shot. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, for
that's
that matter
true.
There.
Yep.
And let me just say this here.
The thing is, then I'll let you finish, OG. OG, hang on 1 second. The thing with the hot team, and you're right, usually it cools off, right? And then what do you have to fall back on? The thing for me is, like, I don't ever believe that the hot team isn't hot anymore until somebody beats them. So in my mind, the Commanders are always hot now until they're not anymore. So I wish I had not seen that game on Saturday night. I wish I hadn't seen that game, because that game scared the hell out of me.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Spike. I'm glad you've seen that game, because that game is the reason why we have our game where we have our game.
Yeah, that's so, for sure. That's
I'm
for
cool.
sure.
Yep.
Yeah. So hell, I'm glad it went the way that you enjoyed it. So, but you know, that was cute. That was a cute little performance they did. I mean, but listen, it's time to put the Let me just say this here. Like I've always said, the OG played a long game. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we got Jalen the Duke Hurts as the second round pick, going up against first rounders, no matter how you look at it, top 10 picks. And when it's all said and done, that second rounder that everybody disrespect and think and all put all over other quarterbacks over top is going to be sitting there hoisting that Lombardi. That I can guarantee you. Now, moving right along, I'm going to go this here. I'm going to take this here slow. Well, I ain't going so slow because I know y'all like to cut me off. But I'm going to do this here. On Sunday, what's going to happen is that the OG Wave 4-point system is going to rise and shine again. And we all going to be happy. Now, y'all ain't got to worry about the scores and all. It doesn't matter. All we got to do is win. So
I can't wait till we lose and I tell the NFL, but we won the 4-point system, so we need to reverse
this. No, that's the whole thing. You can't. There's, okay. If you lose and you win the 4, you can't. There's no way you can lose the game and win the 4-point system. It's just it's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible, but yes, it's not probable.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. There's nothing that's impossible, OG.
Listen, what I'm
saying. We just won a game thrown for a net 65 yards, man.
Okay, but we won the 4-point system, Ike. We won it 3-1. So you can
wait, what happens when it's 2-2?
What do you mean, when it's 2-2?
What happens if it's 2-2?
You didn't think this all the way through. Shouldn't it be a 5-point system?
No, well, the fifth point is score more points than the other team.
Hold on. The game cannot end at 2-2. It can't.
Oh, somebody,
you got a 4-point system is the point he's making. What
if it's 2-2, if you got 2 points,
I can't believe I just thought of
this. Kicking game.
Oh, then it goes to the kicking game. How much confidence we got in that?
Why don't you say some things matter more than others? Like turnover, winning a turnover matters more than something else.
Yeah, you got to work on this.
It's a dumb plan.
I thought you were talking about the score, Spike. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay.
But if it's 2-2, then it goes to the kicking game. Whoever wins the kicking game wins the game.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, their kicker ain't that good neither. So we got a Super Bowl. At least our star kicker got a Super Bowl. He's got a track record of winning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm going to always take that kicker over the one that,
All right.
We got the better kicker, put it that way.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, you was in the rope. Listen, you was in the corner with a standing eight count there. You almost got knocked out right there.
I misunderstood what he was saying.
I don't think you did, actually.
I understand. You know what? I see what y'all trying
misunderstood.
To
I said, what happens if it's 2-2?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I get what y'all saying. You know what I mean?
All right.
I just realized.
Go back to the drawing board, OG. Go back to the drawing board.
Go find out the fifth point.
You can't beat
this guy.
The kicking game, my ass. This guy.
I can't believe he's been saying 4-point system to me for a whole season, and this is the first time I thought to myself, wait a minute.
What if it's 2-2?
It can't be 4-point system.
Well, you know what it was.
What?
He's been saying it all year. Nobody gave a damn.
We haven't cared about his
4-point system.
This is the first
year.
Time I actually thought about what
the
he was saying.
The first time we actually thought about his 4-point system.
Well, because he's been
heating up. Really, because last week was the first time he admitted to losing one of the areas, so he went 3-1.
Right.
So last week was the first time he was like, it was 3-1 last week.
I'm going to need him to come up with an official fifth point, and he's got to make it 5-point system.
Well, he did. He said the kicking game.
Yeah, the kicking game, which he didn't even really believe.
No, that's not a real
answer. He didn't
think
about that before he said it.
And, but is it kicking and punting? Is it? And how do you determine who wins the kicking game?
Which, by the way, We would in that last game against Washington, our kicking game let us down.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, she probably said maybe fourth down decisions.
Yeah, I don't know. You know? I don't
know. Whoever does better on fourth down.
Quarterback yardage.
I would say
net yards.
I would say whoever does better on fourth down.
Especially in today's game.
Well, in this game, think about
third
Washington
and fourth down.
Never punts.
Yeah.
They damn near go for it all the time.
And Dan Quinn said the other day they're going to, you know, keep the pedal to the metal on
right.
that
one. So they're going to do that.
Yeah.
And if you think about that last game, well, the first game, it was the fourth down where they went for it. We stopped them when they could have kicked the field goal, so that was a big play. And then you had two fourth downs in the last game.
Wasn't it 16 yards?
Fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11, right.
When Jaden Daniels ran for the fourth down. And we dropped the ball on fourth down. Wasn't that on fourth down where Smitty dropped the ball?
Yes, yes it was.
That was fourth down.
Yes.
So he catches that. That's game.
How much more is Kenny supposed to do? Kenny put it right on Devontae's hand.
Oh yeah, now that what he did. Yeah, that wasn't on Kenny Pickett there. That was on Smitty.
Speaking of the Commanders,
that's how much we like Smitty. We don't even bring that.
No.
We haven't brought that up since that game.
No. Or Saquon's, really. I mean, kind of the people bring up Saquon's drop, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Saquon one gets brought up a lot more than the Devontae drop.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will get to what defensive coordinator Joe Witt from the Commanders said about Jalen Hurts right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, listen, you got to make sure that on Sunday, that your house, your appliances are ready. And
you got to make sure.
What?
Well, you got to make sure. Double down. See how it's going. If your appliances aren't right, hey, here's the key, is no one wants to go to your house if your appliances aren't right.
That's a good point.
You get that in a National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. Or if you're only handing out apple slices.
Well, I do that, but my four-point system to an Eagles win.
Or he does only hand out apple slices.
I know, that's why nobody wants to go over there.
Perfect. I want to watch alone. I don't want to watch with people. Anyway. The Friends and Family Savings event is back at National Appliance Warehouse. Yeah, I mean, listen, they're always ensuring that your dollar is stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse with a price-assured piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store to make sure that you are getting the best price possible. The Friends and Family Savings event and tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. So you're going to get the best price. You're also going to get a great experience. Take it from me. Get down there today. You walk into National Appliance Warehouse, you feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable, they're smart, and they'll take care of you. I'm obviously, you know, not Mr. House guy. I walk in there, they make me feel like a genius. That's the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. On top of all that, you are going to get the perfect appliance for you. From Sub-Zero to Budget, Gen Air, they have what you need. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
So Jalen Hurts recovering from a knee injury, of which we don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. And I guess, can we put the concussion in the past now? Or are we still a little worried about
it? I'm more worried about that knee.
Yeah. So Joe Witt, who is the Commander's defensive coordinator, was asked about how they attack Hurts in his situation. Here's what he said.
You're preparing for a quarterback who can use his legs in the run game as opposed to a quarterback who stays in the pocket more.
Well, you know, we've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for, and so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back, and we're going to hit him that way, you know. So that's their decision if they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit. If they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So. But that's what we're going to do.
Wow.
That's my type of coordinator.
Yeah, I was going to say, shots fired on that. So if you were going into a game when you were playing and you knew the quarterback was a little hobbled.
I would think the exact same way.
You want to get a shot.
I got no problem with what he said. That's how defenses think. That's how good defenses should think. And any defense that I've been a part of, that certainly has been the mindset. You know, if you're going to have a running quarterback, we treated Mike the same way. You know, when we played Vic, you know, that big hit that Dalk put on Vic, that's a clear example of if he's going to run, he's going to take a shot. And sometimes, you know, 20 plus years ago, we pushed the envelope. You know, they don't get out of bounds quick enough, take the shot. Make the referee make a call.
Right.
Because if nothing else, you're going to make that quarterback feel you.
Yeah, for so even, if it's 15 yards.
Right. Yes, and especially if it's early in the game. So it's not about being dirty or any of that. It's the mindset that if you're going to run this guy, and we know how dangerous he is running, then we're going to treat him like a running back. That's up to you as an offensive coordinator. You call these plays where he may run. Well, guess what? We're going to hit him.
And there's a difference between saying we're going to hit him because he's running back and targeting his injury.
Right,
which,
yeah,
you
yes.
know, like, which I don't think it's impossible that they... You know, there's a difference between doing that and playing dirty. I think it's a very fine line, you know.
Now, I will say this. He was smart enough not to say anything about that.
The injury.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Targeting anything or anything of that nature. I think he kept it nice and buttoned up. Where anybody who is a fan of the game can at least understand that. We may not like that because they're talking about our quarterback. But here's the other thing. They have a quarterback that runs, too. Knock his ass out, too.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
They got
deal.
A quarterback that runs, too.
Same deal.
Put
Same
your
deal.
Helmet on him.
Yep.
I got no problem with what he said.
So two pieces of not great news. Cam Jurgens not at practice today.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Quinyon Mitchell not at practice today.
Ooh, I did not see that.
Now, he said he was going to play yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Quinyon said he was going to play.
He said he was going to be
and
good
was,
to go.
Was Cam Jurgens on the injury report yesterday?
Yeah, he had a back thing.
A back thing.
So, an interesting note here is that Dickerson's taking snaps at center at practice.
Okay.
He was a center in college.
Well, yeah. So then you put Steen in where Dickerson was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the fact that that's even, at least could be practicing that is kind of concerning.
Well, they have to practice
it. But they have to practice it if he's not practicing.
Yeah, everyone relax. I know. I'm just saying just the saying. Fact that they're even
No, I know what you're saying is
Dickerson,
that it could be serious.
It could be
that,
something.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, I don't know how serious the Cam Jurgens injury is. I would lean more towards this is getting him rested up so he can play Sunday. Like, Cam Jurgens finished the game last week. He would have to be damn near in the hospital right now to not play Sunday. Nobody's missing the conference championship game if you can walk and chew gum.
Yeah. So here's an idea.
Now, how effective you will be, that's different.
Right.
There is a center who retired last year.
He's on the morning show today.
He's on the morning show today. One game, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Problem is, he looks like a fullback right now. He doesn't look like a center.
Right.
He was a scout team linebacker at Cincinnati. I think he could be a scout team linebacker.
That's what he looks like right now, yes.
Man, I don't... My nerves, look, we're past the thing where I always pick the other team, right? I don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was nervous about last week's game, as I normally am. This one, I'm...
That's where I want you at.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm terrified.
Yes.
If I'm being honest, like when we pick tomorrow, if we had a pick today, I'm going to try to get my head right for tomorrow for the pick. If we had a pick today, I don't know if you'd like the pick.
The big dumb dip one again?
That's all. I'm just saying I'm in a bad place with this game. I'm getting to a bad place. And normally the line going the way it would, the team's playing their fourth consecutive road game. It's a rookie in the NFC Championship game. I think they're 0-5 as a quarterback. Yeah. All those signs point to Eagles are the better defense, you know, the better offensive line, blah, 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 blah.
Let me tell you.
I am terrified.
Think of this.
Yeah.
Crawfish, jambalaya.
I'm not going to eat any of that.
Beignet.
Can't eat that either.
Yeah. Listen.
Beignet's with the...
No, little pastry.
That's a bidet. My bad.
Yes. Beignet and bidet, two different
things. How many times I had to tell you?
Yeah.
That's where we're headed, Spike.
Jack's going to go to Cafe Du Monde and order a bidet.
That's where we're headed, Spike. Right. Just think of being on Bourbon Street.
Okay. Wow.
During the day.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
We're back in the hotel by 10.
Before the show.
Yes.
We're
going to
Bourbon Street before the show.
Yes.
On Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Before the Bills fans get there.
Yeah, we're back in. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But we're going, brother.
Okay.
We're hanging out in New Orleans next. Is 2 weeks?
Two weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. Terrified. I really want to sing Creed at that Radio Row. But,
I know.
All right, come on.
Yeah, about that. We're going to do that, too.
I think Joe might be rooting for the Commanders.
Get you out of town?
I'm just, keep you
home?
Yeah.
No. Kidding me? She could use a break.
Do not try to throw Jill under the bus here.
Yeah.
What a household we got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what is going on over there, man?
Your mom does all the work there anyway. What difference does it make?
No, I told her. I told her we're gonna walk sleep over at the the grandparents.
There you
all
go.
Week. Yeah.
See, everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Walk's gonna love it.
All right. Well, I wonder if she'll
you stay up late at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he does that anyway.
So we have Shiel next. Do you think Shiel's nervous like I am?
No, he's an objective Big J.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Shiel Kapadia next.
Was Shiel nervous last week? Did he pick the Eagles?
He picked the Eagles. He picked the Rams to cover.
That's what it was.
What a coward.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
Who would do that? Nobody on this show.
I'm mad I didn't.
Yeah. Shiel joins us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.